So during the season, that's when we had the most time to really try to figure out where we, you know, potentially want to go next. But when we're here and we just want to go on a short vacation, we normally fly to the Bahamas or do the, you know, the Caribbean, because it's so close to, you know, South Florida. And those are little getaways we go to kind of relax. But the big trips during the season, we kind of have to plan for that months in advance. This is Miss TripAdvisor,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, he has zero input.
3 weeks is enough time to explore everything. Because when we travel, we like to do everything. We don't like to come home like, man, we missed this. You know, we like to do everything possible that we can do to get the whole cultural experience.
I will always go back to this memory when I was in Bali and we were hiking a volcano and I got like sidetracked off because I tend to do that. I found like this tomato farmer, and to this day, he's probably the happiest person I've ever met. He gave me water, he gave me tomatoes, he introduced me to his family, he walked me around his farm. He was like literally showing off his life, and it just made me realize how, not only how blessed we are, but also how you don't really need a lot to be happy. And that's something that I try to look for in every country that we go to.
Uganda, that was our first trip, you know. That was a very good experience. I would say that's one of my favorite trips, as far as humility, having humility for the people and how much they endure with the Joseph Kony's, you know, situation.
We were working with CNN hero Sister Rosemary, and she has an orphanage over there that services orphans from like the Joseph Kony rampages through the Congo and the surrounding areas. So we were basically working with orphans, and it was like the most amazing experience. We did a food bank. We were able to see how they lived.
We always bring up that trip because it was just such a memorable moment. And going back and actually helping those kids and helping Sister Rosemary, I mean, that was a special trip for us.
Trying to learn how to snorkel. Baby steps, pool first. Walking these streets.
One time we got to Florence, and we took the train from Rome to Florence, and I had the passports in my backpack. We get all the way to the room in Florence, and I realized I don't have my backpack. I left my backpack with the passport on the train. So
where was the train, Fonte?
The train was in Venice. I wish you guys could see her expression. She freaked out. So I'm the calm person, so I had to settle Megan down. I walked to the train station and, you know, we tried to figure out where the bag was, and we found the train that the bag was on, and it made its way back to Florence, and, you know, the trip went on. When we first got to Vietnam, you know, we checked in the hotel, and then we took a nap, and we woke up, and we was hungry. So we asked the hotel people, where do we go to get some food? And they directed us around the corner, and we walked into this little authentic restaurant, and you know, we had like authentic, what was it, pho?
It was a hot pot.
It was a hot pot.
It's the most authentic thing. Well, outside of Uganda.
Right, yeah. And we got the total experience of like Vietnam. And that experience, we just felt like we were so disconnected from everything else. Football is so stressful. It's a stressful sport, job. And I mean, you got to be there. You can't play this game of football without being mentally strong. So I think just disconnecting from football is good at times. You know, we always just cherish those moments. Because it changes your, it put everything in perspective. You know, when you get back home and you just, you know, things are different. And everybody, you realize how huge the world is. And you kind of, for me, it helped me to appreciate the little things in life. So that's why I really enjoy travel, especially with my wife. It brings us closer, and it also creates, you know, some phenomenal memories.